Newspoll is a name that many Australians are familiar with, especially in the frantic lead-up to elections. Public opinion surveys on politics have had bad press since mispredicting the outcome of May's federal election and leave many wondering just what went wrong. Newspoll is an independent poll commissioner owned by the Australian newspaper. However, it's conducted by YouGov Galaxy, an international market research and data group. Survey system is now modernising to meet the times and adopting online surveys over phone robocalls to find out what the nation really thinks. Managing Director David Briggs spoke with Jeanette Stephen and Layla Tabone.
Over the weekend, YouGov Galaxy and its news poll product quietly sounded the death knell for one of the nation's most detested household intruders, the robocall. Prior to this weekend, news polls were administered by means of online interviews and interactive voice recordings known as robocalls to find out the political pulse of the nation. The way that data is collected from the average Aussie voter ahead of an election has been under the spotlight since the failed forecast of a Labor win in our federal elections in May. The usefulness of making phone calls to households' landlines and actually reaching people in an age of mobile technology and lifestyles has been thrown into question, with news pollsters now solely opting for online surveys instead. Results of the first news poll under the new system were released today, with 1,519 voters assessed, showing two-party preferred and primary vote results that provided a closer reflection of the actual federal election outcome, with the Coalition at 51% and Labor at 49%. While the result bodes well for the future, YouGov Galaxy's Managing Director David Briggs says the journey is a marathon, not a sprint.
This is something that we've been working on now for some considerable time. Obviously, the last federal election was not good for the opinion poll industry, but rather than jumping to the what we believe is the most appropriate thing quickly, we wanted to test our methods, and that we believe that after suitable testing, that we're happy with the system that we've got, how we could possibly have improved our performance at the last federal election. And as a consequence of checking against the last election result and the measures that we've been seeing in recent months, we now believe that the system that we've got is the best available.
He said the response rate to robocalls has always been considered an issue, one that it is hoped will be solved by reaching out to people online rather than on a landline.
It must also be borne in mind that an opinion poll is based on a very small proportion of a population, and therefore the number of calls that the pollsters make is actually relatively small to the number of calls that, say, political parties would make using the same methodology.
Lessons have been learned by many since the last election, says Dr. Stuart Jackson, Senior Lecturer in Politics at the University of Sydney.
Well, we had been given polling as a magic panacea, one that would tell us the future, read the tea leaves, give us some idea of what was going to happen. Of course, voters themselves, you know how they will potentially vote. Maybe reading the polls, they might think, oh, perhaps I'll go with a winner. But that doesn't always work. Most people think about how they're going to vote. The problem with the polls previously was that they were not that accurate. They were using an old system, that is, they were doing home phone calls that wasn't really picking up people and certainly wasn't picking up how a variety of demographics were actually intending to vote.
Dr. Jackson added that the internet definitely offers more capacity for analysis.
Going online is actually a much better bet for capturing the broader opinion actually out there in the electorate. So it needs to pick up those other demographics, which it wasn't picking up so clearly previously. It gives us at least some idea of where parties are heading, and certainly it gives politicians and poll watchers, you know, an idea of where the electorate is thinking. Of course, recognising that polls themselves are reasonably blunt instruments.
While this weekend may have marked the end of robocalls as we knew them, YouGov Galaxy's Managing Director David Briggs says they may one day return in a different time and space.
Oh, look, at this stage, we are not looking to utilise them in the polls we conduct, but you can never say never, because there may be a new and improved robocall methodology in the future that we'd like to adopt. But at this stage, I'd say that from what we have, all the research that we've undertaken, that our online panel which is unique to us in Australia, is a better means of obtaining a broad cross-section of the community.
YouGov Galaxy's Managing Director David Briggs speaking there with Jeanette Stephen in that report with Layla Tabone.